Beloved Baba, to be with you is so precious that I really can't understand how precious it is. Just the heart knows how special it is. I'm being filled with love and an immense gratitude. Sometimes it feels like there is not enough space in me for all of it. It is so overwhelmingly good. Yeah, only the heart can know how special it is, and only the heart can feel the gratitude. The mind, your understanding, can never know that. That's why people, ordinary people, doesn't understand anything about meditation, about satsang, about gurus, about masters, about mystics, about the inner, about beauty, about peace, about love. Because only the heart understands. And the heart can be asleep. First the heart has to wake up. Then when the heart wakes up, that shows you and makes you feel a totally new dimension of life, of you. I see it's only with you that the faults can go away, and I can learn to see what is real. Thank you for helping me to see and understand little by little. I see sometimes some of my habits, conditioning, and there is especially one that started when I was a little girl, and I feel is so rooted in me. Even though I see it again and again, it's so difficult for me to break out of it, to take action. I can be in the middle of it, doing it, and see what I'm doing. But I go with the strong mind, the habit. Am I so afraid to see what is really there? Am I escaping? Why is it so hard to take action when I don't want to continue doing it? Despite of this small, sometimes big issue, I'm very, very happy to see this and very grateful to you, Baba. I love you. Thank you. Love, Kumud. That is the first, just to be happy you can see. When you see, then the next thing is to understand it, to investigate it. When you have understood something, then it goes by itself. You have to be patient, little by little. And that is how the heart is. It takes it in its own speed. You can't push it. You have seen that this is helping to understand, and the false is going away, and you're getting a new clarity. That's what I said yesterday. It's very difficult to find the real. Because that is almost forgotten in the world. you have to find someone real to understand the real. Only lovers understand love. And you say there is especially one that started when I was a little girl and it feels so rooted in me. That is also very important when you see this with your new awareness. What is this? What is the main root? People have different main symptoms. So you have to find this, which seems like you have. Then you see what is this. You have to focus on that which is there, not on that which is not there. This is very important to find that one that is so deeply enrooted that holds you back. Then you understand it. And people have different things. Maybe anger, maybe fear. Maybe closeness. Maybe jealousy. It's different sides. So if one is strong, something, you have to first see it. You say it's so difficult for me to break out of it, to take action. Yeah, because it's been used to holding you back. That is how it gets an imprint in you. Then you become that. That's what I remind you about. You need courage to see, to grow. Because you have to break that which is holding you back. This is so amazing when you start seeing it. You want to, you can see it, you have recognized it, still is something that holds you back. That just means it has to be more integrated, you have to go deeper. You have to become stronger in yourself. I can be in the middle of it, doing it, and see what I am doing. But I go still with a strong mind. Yes. I think somebody got lost in the fame in the wrong area of the forest. Maybe he comes all the way in here with his off-road bike, then he will get very surprised. Am I so afraid to see what is really there? Am I escaping? No, you're not escaping, it's just a habit. Maybe you're still afraid to see, because to see, this is the paradox. You want to see, you want to be free, but also you're afraid. Because that means change. Then you have to stand up for your new insight, no? So this is the dilemma. You want to, but at the same time you're afraid. So you have to come to a place that you are ready, no matter what, to see. Then you break free. Then you have to start living in a new way. That's what you're afraid, because you don't know. And that's what sannyas is, to start living more spontaneous in the moment. That brings life, this very insecure, but life is very insecure. Something can happen any moment. It makes It takes awareness to live in insecurity. To live safe, like everybody is doing, that doesn't take any awareness. You can just be asleep, doing the same thing day out, day in. You don't need any awareness. If something is new, then you have to use your intelligence. So it means transformation. To see, to accept this, it means transformation, and something is there that is afraid. So it's a pull and give. So you're not escaping, but at the same time you are escaping. So that's why this deeper and deeper this goes, this understanding, and that is what's happening here with me. Then this, you get more and more grounded in your heart, in your seeing. Then you see that there's nothing to be afraid, there's nothing to escape. Instead of escaping, you're embracing. That is what love is. Otherwise, everybody is wanting to be free. Everybody wants love, but is also afraid, because love, real love, means transformation. It means totality. So when you are ready to disappear, then only this love, this freedom can happen. Then you have to see all that which is holding you back. That's why it's paralyzing you. Why is it so hard to take action when I don't want to continue doing it? Because of this. Because of the habit, but it's only to see it. When you see it, then half the battle is won. No, you just let this understanding go deeper. In the beginning, the mind has total power. Then gradually, as you come closer to the truth, to yourself, to your heart, then less and less power. No? Then it is a time, it's 50-50. No, it's a balance. 1 foot on the boat and 1 foot on the land. What you gonna do? Still, it's more safe to go to the mind because you know that. But know the heart, the other dilemma is know the heart is also so awakened, but it's all the time calling you. You have tasted something else. So it's very difficult to go back. And if you go back, it will always haunt you. You can never forget, because how can you forget that which was so beautiful, that which so good, that which you're longing for? So it's only to go on. That is how existence is pulling you to grow, to evolve. So it's nothing to do, it's just to understand this is the game and get more integrated in your heart, in your being. Then this will go by itself. The melting has started. You can't do anything. When the ice comes close to the sun, what happens? It starts melting, no? And then when half of you is gone, then it still says, why does it take so long time to melt? This look, half is already melted. What will happen when everything is melted? Then what? It's nothing to do. This is how it is. It's just to come close to the sun. You just have to see how this is. And then start playing with it. Don't take it serious. This is also very good attack also for these kind of habits. You can share it also with some friends on some situation. This is, no, I'm seeing it. I'm getting stuck in this. Then as soon as you say it, then it's gone. Because the ego always wants to hide. It will always want to go undercover, like it does something illegal. And it does. It does something illegal from the spirit, from the heart. So it feels always very dark. it doesn't want to come into the light. So that's why you have to become very conscious of everything. And then you feel very clean. Nothing is hidden. It's very difficult to be total, to be true, to be close to the sun if there's some darkness there. You have to be total. That means you open total up, then light comes everywhere. So this is new, and that is what sannyasa is. That is what being here, this is a total new start of a new life. Just be happy you are here, and everything will happen. But this mechanism is very deep rooted, and sometimes I see when people come very close to a transformation, to a shift, to go deeper, then they shut down or they escape, even going away, because it's too painful. They want, but also they doesn't want, because it means change. Sometimes you can wonder, sometimes people here, they wonder, how could these people, this person live? Because they're not ready for transformation, that's why. They're still listening to the mind instead of listening to the truth that wants them to transform, to leave the old. And sannyas, to be a disciple, is that you trust then the master. That is the whole thing with sannyas. You don't listening to your old, stubborn, stiff mind. You listening to something else. You have another trust. But if they escape, that means they listening, still listening to their own mind. They haven't taken the first test, and they don't listening to the master, they're listening to the mind. Even if the master asks, you have anything to say, they don't say anything, because they hide in the darkness, no? And it could be so easy, just few lines, and you go through it. So this is the pull. You want to open at the same time the habit is. So only when there is trust and intimacy, if you are really ready to melt. When you don't want to fight, then you can take it in this level of your being, with it can transform. Otherwise, it will just be mental, always resistance, always tightness, always fear, always protection. Then coming closer to me, it comes a point you can't protect. If you want to go in where it's no protection, where it's light, you can't protect. So if this game is still going on, then it will be a problem. And then the mind finds answers how to escape now. Excuses. This is the amazing thing to watch. This is the amazing thing to watch for someone like me, no? Just watching this game. You playing this. This is exactly how it is. You want to. But you are young, you are innocent, you have a good heart, so it's a big possibility. Many times it gets worse when you get older, because then this protection has gone more deep. Hmm? you are more identified with your persona, with your personality, with your ego. Then the ego gets more tricky then. That lived longer, it gets more tricky. It knows, like an old dog. You can't teach an old dog tricks, they say. Huh? With the puppy, it's very easy. Yeah? Like that. Yeah, it's something, I see transformation happens to all dogs also. Something happens that they have, suddenly they got some food or something, that some food that they hadn't had since they were babies. And then some old memory takes over and they start wagging the tail and they want more. They forget that they are old dogs. They become puppies. That is also, you never know. It's amazing. Life is a mystery. Old dogs become new dogs and young dogs become old dogs. You never know how it's going to go. That's how it is in this place. Because in reality, there's no old and no young, no? It's only the identification. If you're too identified with who you are, then problem. Maybe one could call it even serious problem. So the serious people understand what we're talking about. Beloved, so I'm so full of crap. But of course, you know this. Yes, I know this, but please, don't let me smell it. And beautiful too. And this you also know. Yes. It's both. That is another way to see it. In the beginning, you know, you're full of crap. Very little beauty. Then the transformation goes. But don't stop when it's even you feel very happy. It's half-half, 50-50. No, you can be totally beautiful. That is the good news. But then all the crap has to be left. Are you ready for that? That is the thing. You're still doing this in between. The Sufi bread with Asmani was so beautiful this morning. I'm so grateful for that. Felt like I had come home again. Yes, this is home. I am reminding you of that home that you are longing for. And see how much can happen just in one day, just in one weekend. But you still need that reminder. Know why do you hold yourself back? No need anymore. This is what you haven't accepted. You haven't accepted the good news. No, hopefully it will get clear now. Felt like I had come home again. To whirl and whirl and all the while having this inner stillness, to be turning and turning, peace in the midst of chaos. Feels like a metaphor for life. Yes. But that is very easy to forget when you are in the middle. Here is more easy to remember, because you are focused. You are yourself. You are not what everybody expects you to be. then you get confused, then you lose balance, then no more fun. I so long for this peace and relaxation you talked about in satsang yesterday. Long for it with every molecule of my being. And I am afraid that my mind will not let me have it. So many thoughts, conflicted thoughts, so much shit. No, your mind will never let you have it. That's why don't listen to the mind. You have to make up your mind or your heart that I don't want to listen to you anymore. Otherwise, the mind, you are saying, you are afraid that my mind will not let me have it. No, it will not. First, you have to fight for yourself because you have lost yourself. First, this effort, then it's effortless. First, you have to regain what you have lost. But remember, it is there. Is only forgotten. But you have to reclaim it, and for that you have to be steady, you have to be strong, you have to have guts. That I don't need to be a slave of this mind. What is this mind that holds me away from what I want, for what I long for? That even you long for with every molecule of your being. What is that? What is that old habit? That's what you get more and more integrated in here, in your true strength, in yourself. Then now this mind has no power. And you need more of that to be strong. You have done this long enough, Vata. So many thoughts, conflicting thoughts, so much shit. Yeah. Because that is what you are used to. I just want you to know that I want nothing more than to be with you forever and no longer. Understand how to give myself that. So I give it up to God, give it up to you, and see what turns out with all my love, Vata. No, don't give it up to God, give it up to me. That means you're pooping out. That's how bad I leave it to God. What God? You need somebody to pull you or to kick you in your butt. That's what I'm doing in different ways. I tickle you, I pull you, I kick you in the butt. Even sometimes I do other things. But it's everything is to wake you up. You don't say that because then you are not clear. You say, oh, I can't deal with it. I leave it to God. I leave it to my master. No. At least we have to do it together. The master can give you the insight. You have to put it into action. You have to. And that's the decision you haven't really taken. That responsibility, that no, you want to give it to yourself. No, you are just on the threshold now. And it seems like it's coming to a climax because I heard that now you had plans. You told me last time that you were moving to Australia with your daughter or child, no?
Yeah.
Then you were going to Africa for a group or a dance training or drumming or something.
Yeah.
Then you dropped that, no?
Yeah.
And then you came here.
Yeah.
Then what was the order? Then you wanted to go with Swahad to Brazil. And here and stay with him. Then you wanted to still have your cottage in England and work. No, you have given up that also, no?
Yeah.
No, everything is gone. No, this is what you are longing for. But also that's why, no, you are all shaky now. Because it is happening. And nothing is holding you back except yourself, this old habit, indecisiveness. So now you have to decide, because even your daughter, she loves you, she must understand. Anybody who loves you will understand, will support you. If they don't support in what you want, what your heart wants, they don't love you. Then you go into what you expect and what you want and all this. So everybody will support you, because everybody who loves you wants you to be happy, no? That's what you want with people you love. You want them to be happy, no? You want them to be find peace. So only you are holding yourself back, because now you have done. Yeah, you was also with Osho a long time ago, then you missed out, you went home. Then you got family, children, the whole thing. Now that whole chapter is finished. 20, 30 years later, now we are here again. Don't miss the opportunity now. Can't you see what is happening?
Yeah.
Yes. You come close to someone like Osho, he doesn't give up so easily. He wants to help you. And then you have to be ready. No, nothing holds you back. And very good. No, your daughter understands. You don't need to go to Australia. You don't need to go to Honga Bunga, to Africa. No cottage in England anymore. Even your poor cats. Then what is left then? No, I'm going to Brazil. Then go to Brazil. No problem. It's only the best thing is left. Why is it so difficult to accept the best? Why is it? And this is what you're saying. Only one day and you feel so happy. You feel so at home. It feels like coming home again. Why can't you give that to yourself? Why can't that become your life? You are in a situation in your life now. For some people, and you have been there yourself, it's very difficult. Maybe you have a baby, maybe you have no money, maybe you have no place to live, maybe you have big problems, anything, no? No, you are free now. It's a second chance now. Can you accept it? This is the funny thing for me to watch. I even spell it out to you, and you want for you longing for it, and this feels like home and everything, but you still say, I hope so. Why hope? Why hope? Why not say yes, yes? Don't leave any room. That's why you always wishy-washy, because you are not total. You have to feel yes. And if not, then drop it then. Be happy. You can't be like that. That is not pleasant.
You know what Osho said to me?
What?
Osho said, don't be divided.
He's still telling you. Ain't you tired of this now?
Yes.
And then still you say, I hope so. Nothing can hold you back, no matter. You have your life experience. You were close to Osho. You disappeared into society, family. You have that whole learning now. Now again, life is knocking on the door. You are here and you want it. You're longing for it, for every pore, or every molecule. And why hope? Why not say yes and dive in?
Yes.
This is what has to be stronger in you. This yes, this totality, enough is enough. You have to stand up for it. That is the only way. The habit is being you always like that. No, this yes, I want, but I don't know. I don't. I hope so. What hope? When the cake is in front of you, you don't say, "I hope I eat it." I hope I eat it. I hope I eat it. They say, "Yeah, it's a beautiful cake. This is your favorite cake." And I said, "Oh, I've been longing for that my whole life. I've been longing. I hope I eat it. I hope I eat it." As the person with the cake said, "What is wrong with this? I take the cake back. Give it to somebody. Eat the fucking cake." You see my dilemma. Here's the cake. Here's the cake. Here's the cake. Eat it and be happy. No, it gets really cozy here in the forest. No, I just feel like we should just go on. We could just sit here and see all the leaves getting yellow around us. Very nice. And then we say this, we leave and all the leaves has fallen. That would be good. Maybe next year we have a proper roof, and then Jaitanya and Vimal will fix this heating in the floor. and all these things, and then everything will be very luxurious for the forest dwellers. Then we can sit there the whole fall. Beloved Master Svaha, I'm going to Brazil soon. I will take you in my heart with love and gratitude. Devavi. Where's Devavi? Devavi, you've been there the whole season again. Everything good? Huh? What? Not so good? Huh? Not always? Why not always? You say the truth, just write down like that priest in the 10 paragraphs. The good things and the bad things, both is okay. You're going to Brazil. Many people are going. I'm also going to Brazil. I thought we're all going to Brazil soon. So that is fine. You also wrote to me before, Beloved Master Svaha, miracles of love are happening inside me. I'm listening to you, truly listening now. I am loosening up and laughing with your Indian accent. It's so far out. Let's dance more. Immense gratitude at your feet, Devavi. That is really, that is what I call miracles. You're loosening up, Devavi. Isn't that far out? It's not only in the Christian they talk about miracles. The miracles are happening here. People are loosening up and laughing of your Indian accent. Isn't it amazing? That is transformation, Devavi. You are loosening up, you are laughing, you are happy, you want to dance more. That's very good. That's what Jesus said, you know. He said, or people said, that he woke up the dead. It's not like he woke up the dead. When you are dead, you are dead. But he woke up the dead. That means the people who are not alive. They come in contact with Jesus and they start living again. This we talked about now also. Don't be divided. Or she said, I said, Jesus said, no, be alive. Don't be split. Don't be confused. Don't be dead. Start loosening up. Be happy. These miracles is happening. That is how Jesus woke up people. He didn't wake up like whang, some kind of magician. This is so immature. You just see how immature people are. No, he woke up the dead. Anybody who came in contact with him who was open, they woke up. They got a new life. Jaquil, you're back from the dead. Aha! How is it going? So, no? Yeah. You need long recuperating time. Yes, focus on that. Or for all the people who have called. Thank you. let everything relax. Feel happy, open, available to life. Feel that you have the strength, the courage, the yes to follow your own heart.